I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We veer into the desert for today's GeoQuiz. We're headed to a West African city. It's the capital of Niger. The capital is pretty arid, but it's even drier in towns like Agadez in the north. The climate is pretty inhospitable, but the Tuareg nomads who live there are warm and welcoming. We're about to meet one of them. His name is Bombino. This is from his debut American album, Agadez. Bombino's real name is Omara Mokhtar. Bombino is a guitarist and songwriter, but it's hard to make a living that way in Niger. American filmmaker Ron Wyman happened to be in Niger some years ago, making a film about the Tuareg. Along the way, he found a new project.
We were driving around in the bush on the edge of the Sahara, and we had Tuareg drivers, and we were out there for weeks, and we had one tape to listen to, and it was this home recording of Bombino. And never got tired of it. We listened to it over and over again, and it just became the soundtrack for this most magnificent region I've ever been in. And I said to one of the Tuareg drivers, we need to find this guy. He's incredible. I want to include him in my film. He sounded like a Tuareg guitar player, but he had a little something else happening. It was a little Jimi Hendrix. It was a little Mark Knopfler. And he just seemed to represent the new generation of Tuareg. So the next year I went back, and they had located Bombino. And I went back to Niamey, and Bombino wasn't there. There was a rebellion going on. We tracked him down. He was in Burkina Faso. So drove down to Ouaga, and I met Bombino. And we just hit it off.
Now, Bombino, you fled Niger in 2007. There was a Tuareg rebellion, as Ron said at the time. The president of Niger clamped down hard on that rebellion. And very recently, the new president appointed a new prime minister, Brigui Raffini, who is Tuareg. So describe the situation now for a Tuareg like yourself. Is it better?
En tout cas, là, comment je me présente, en fait, Oumara, voilà. En fait, ça donne...
The appointment of the prime minister gives me hope, a great hope for Niger, not just for the Tuaregs. We hope things will change this year in Niger. This is a great first step for all Nigerians.
So how have things changed since you've gone back to Niger? Do you feel it's better?
At the moment, I'm very happy to be home. I have a new album, and there's a new prime minister. It's all good.
Now, I should say in full disclosure that I know Ron personally. You live in my neighborhood. And in fact, I played music with Bombino when he was here visiting two summers ago when you were producing the recordings that have emerged on the CD Agadez. I'm wondering if you feel like you can actually separate your music from the politics of Niger if you're Tuareg these days.
Oui. Pour moi, oui, c'est possible.
Yes, for me, it's possible. It's possible to do two things at the same time. They're not mutually exclusive. Today in Niger, music often carries political messages, and it can help resolve problems.
Ron Wyman, I need to ask you this. In the documentary you produced about Bombino, Agadez, the Music and the Rebellion, there's one man who felt, in many ways, it's something you said earlier, that the Tuareg are all about distancing themselves from the modern world. It's kind of a philosophy of the desert for them. But isn't that too romantic these days for a group of people that really are operating in the 21st century and trying to obtain a homeland? I mean, do you think Bombino can be true to the Tuareg spirit and be part of this greater world at the same time?
Well, that's the challenge that they have, because the Tuareg have been for centuries known for their fighting for freedom and for their independence. And yes, it is the dream of a Tuareg to be to have no borders, have no boundaries, and to have the open spaces. And they recognize also that that's not possible for the future. And this is their challenge, is to really transition. The system is changing, and it's not just by coincidence that this is one of the few regions from Africa that where you're having really good news. You've just had a successful, truly democratic election after a military coup of a very corrupt government.
In Niger.
Right.
Well, if big challenges can create beautiful music, Bombino and the album Agadez are proof. Ron Wyman, producer of the documentary Agadez, The Music and the Rebellion, he joined us here in our studio in Boston. And musician Omara Mokhtar, better known as Bombino, was speaking with us from Niamey, Niger, in West Africa. Thank you both very much for being with us. Merci beaucoup.
Thanks, Marco.
Merci à vous.
And as you heard, Bombino was speaking from Niamey, the capital of Niger. Niamey is the answer to our quiz today. We leave you with the music of Bombino. This track's called Tigrawahi Tikma. It's from his CD, Agadez. Bombino will be touring North America in July. We've got the tour dates at theworld.org, as well as a cool video of Bombino performing around a fire when he was in exile in Ouagadougou. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.